You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. We all have memorable house guests from time to time. Commentator Gary Borders has this appreciation for one this morning, his 8-year-old nephew, who is a budding bibliophile.
Our nephew Connor came to visit the other day. He's growing like a well-watered bean sprout and about that skinny. Connor is 8 years old. He is a serious soul who ponders each question asked of him before answering. Connor came to our house armed with his Nintendo DS and a vinyl sack of high-tech spinning tops that terrified our dogs to the point of hilarity. These are very cool tops that take off flawlessly and have flashing LED lights. They are a vast improvement over the mid-1960s version that I possessed. Our dogs were convinced that they were alien marauders out to destroy their paws. They hightailed it out of the room, whimpering and whining. Sam and Rosie are beloved in this family, but they are the two most worthless protectors of the homestead one can imagine. We would be better off buying a parakeet to watch guard. At least it might actually squawk. Connor also arrived with an armload of books. He was eager to let me and my wife, whom he calls Aunt Hiss because he couldn't pronounce her given name as a baby, know what he plans to read for the rest of the summer. It included the first of the Lord of the Rings trilogy by J.R.R. Tolkien, a couple of volumes from C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia, and the classic Western Shane by Jack Schaefer. Whoa, not bad for an 8-year-old tyke in 2013. To be sure, Connor is an all East Texas boy. Besides the Nintendo, he owns a .22 rifle, only used under direct dad supervision, of course, a hefty pocket knife, and other boy toys. He loves all manner of sports and physical activities. But praise the Lord, there's hope for at least one child out there that I know. Connor loves to read voraciously. Unlike me, he can actually remember what he read. As I've recounted, I keep going to the bookstore and buying books that are already on my shelf. Connor, the other night, was going into exquisite detail describing something he'd read some months earlier. I pray he never loses both his love for reading or that impressive ability to recall what he has read. Maybe he'll be a storyteller when he grows up. When he was 5, we were sitting around a bonfire at his uncle's farm. Connor decided to tell us all the story of the 3 little pigs. I still kick myself for not whipping out the iPhone straight off and recording it. He played all the parts to perfection, from the pigs to the big bad wolf. The reaction from the appreciative audience, his uncles, aunts, and cousins, was so overwhelming that he immediately refused all encore entreaties, despite our heartfelt pleas and offers of bribery. He is a headstrong fellow. I was never able to capture the performance. I'm convinced Connor's rendition of 3 Little Pigs would have been a YouTube sensation, especially the way he repeatedly said, "Who is it?" imitating when the wolf knocked at the door. Priceless. Now he is too old, at 8, for such foolishness. At least he thinks so. Like many of my middle-aged colleagues who have spent a lifetime making a living from the printed word, I worry incessantly about those young people glued to their mobile devices, getting their news, as it were, from Facebook and Twitter. I hear far too many young folks say they never read books. So it gives me hope when I see a young boy plop down in the corner of a couch, book in hand, traveling to a far-off land from the power of words leaping off the pages. There is a whole world awaiting him between the covers of those books.
Gary Borders is a book lover himself and a writer based in the piney woods of East Texas. You can find his work on his website, garyborders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.